The combatants faced each other on the deck. Vizca did not seem unduly put out by his quarry's escape.
"Yad's your chance to die quick, Stripehound. Now I'm going to carve you up, nice and slow."
Gorath swung the long part of the haft like lightning. Crack! It struck his adversary's paw as he slashed out with the sword. Vizca screeched with pain and shock, his paw totally numbed and broken by the blow. The sword of Martin arced through the air, ending up point down in the shallows. Gorath's eyes were calm. He stood waiting until his opponent came at him again. This time, it was with a long, flailing swing of the mace. The young badger switched his hold. Seizing the wooden haft in both paws, he held it forth horizontally. The iron chain of the mace wrapped thrice round it, the spiked metal ball dangling useless in the tangle. One wrench from Gorath tugged the weapon's handle out of the fox's grasp. Vizca watched horrified as Gorath tossed the shaft and the mace into the river. A cheer went up from those on the bank. Gorath the Flame hardly noticed it as he wrapped a mighty paw about Vizca. His other paw clamped around the fox's muzzle, lifting Vizca until their eyes met. Gorath growled,
"I was never your slave, and I am no longer the slave of Bloodwrath. That is my fate, fox. Now here is yours."
Mordi winced, as did every beast. The sound of Vizca Longtooth's spine snapping sounded like a dry twig. There was a splash as Gorath tossed his enemy's limp carcass into the river moss. Cilixa allowed her friend to assist her aboard the ship. She clasped his paw tightly.
"You defeated him without resorting to Bloodwrath, though I had my doubts when I heard you calling the war cry."
Gorath smiled.
"Oh, I only shouted that cry because I liked the sound of it. Also because I knew that I was in full control of myself."
On the bank, Orquil Prink was waving a hefty staff of yew wood, which he had garnered with the sword of Martin the Warrior.
"I found you a new fork handle. Permission to come aboard, Captain Gorath?"
The young badger shook his head.
"You'd best ask my first mate."
Cilixa laughed.
"Permission granted, but only if you can shout out the password. Mordi, coming from Salamon Dastron, you should know it well."
Mad Mordi the Hon Mugsberry Throttle threw back a head, bellowing the time-honoured cry in a most unmaidenly manner.
"Eulalia!"
She bounded aboard, followed by the rest of the company. Horkel was beside himself with happiness. He waved the sword of Martin in the air, yelling,
"Friends, I've just thought of a new name for this ship. Guess what it is?"
The answer came in a deafening roar from every beast.
"Eulalia!"
The young hedgehog looked slightly crestfallen, but a moment later, he was joining in the general laughter and backslapping.